Hello, dear friends, and welcome again to another week of broadcasting of the glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, right straight from the very Word of God that He has given us. We're glad to have you listening, and I hope you'll tell somebody else about the program of sermon and song. We're preaching from the book of Peter, 1 Peter, and taking it word for word, verse by verse, not even using an outline of the book. I have mentioned to you that the main theme of the book of 1 Peter, and that is mentioned most, and that seems to be the purpose for him writing this, or the Lord writing this through him by the power of the Holy Spirit, was the fact that Christians were suffering, and primarily they were suffering because of their stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Not because in not just sickness in the body or some kind of financial suffering or something of that nature, but they were actually being buffeted and actually being laughed at and mocked and rejected by their friends and their family and their neighborhood and so forth because they had taken a stand for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I dealt very, very carefully with that when we were in the preceding verses, and I hope you will read them again, because if you suffer for Jesus' sake, then it is a gain to you. If you suffer because of your own ignorance or because of your own foolishness or because of mistakes that you make, however innocently you may make them, if you're just suffering because of your own actions, then these verses do not apply to you. Naturally, the Lord does, in His loving kindness, comfort those of us who make mistakes and get in problems. He helps us to get out of them, and He will bless us. But these verses have to do with suffering for Jesus' sake. And that's something very few people are doing today. And certainly this would make these verses apply to very few people. Now, we finished up last week with verse 9, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. Now you're saved. You had the blood of Christ sprinkled on the altar in heaven. I'm using other scriptures now when I make that statement. You've had the blood of Christ sprinkled in heaven, and it is an atonement for your sins, and you are saved by God's grace. And now He is establishing in the minds of the people to whom He is writing, which is Jew and Gentile that have been saved. Jew, Gentile, and church are the three groups that the Bible deals with. And we have many scriptures directed to the Jew, many scriptures directed to the Gentiles, and then we have lots of scriptures that are directed toward the church. Well, any Gentile that was saved becomes a member of the body of Christ in the day of Peter. Any Jew that accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and trusted Him as Lord and Savior became a member of the body of Christ. So that's the reason we can read the book of 1 Peter and we can know that it applies to us. He talks about strangers scattered abroad, and that puts a little bit of Jewish emphasis on it because it was the Jews probably doing most of the suffering because they were taking a stand for Christ. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't apply to you and to me today when we take a stand for Christ because we have this salvation. Now let's move on to verse 10 quickly. Of which salvation? The salvation that we have, the salvation that is ours in Christ Jesus, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Now, that's something that is a little bit vague in the minds of some Christians today, and even some Bible scholars who like to separate the Old and the New Testament and try to make the Old Testament covenants relate to the New Testament body of Christ and all these things. But he says the prophets themselves, that's the Old Testament prophets, he said they inquired and searched diligently. That means they studied their own writings, the things that the Holy Spirit had given them to write. And in the next verse here, we'll find that the Holy Spirit did give it to them. The things that the Holy Spirit gave them to write that they studied for themselves. Now you say, why would they have to do that if they wrote it down? Well, my goodness, this is the living Word of God. And what the Holy Spirit had them to write down is eternal truth. And the only person that can even begin to understand the Scripture is the person that has been born again, saved by grace through faith. The only way to be saved. So he said, they prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. Now that's to you of the church age, you of the Jew and Gentile that's in the body of Christ. They knew it was coming. They knew it had been promised of God. They studied in their own writings as they were directed by the Lord. You can go back to the Old Testament and preach the gospel just as clearly as you can preach it from the New Testament. And he said they studied it and they searched it and they inquired it about this great salvation by grace. And then in verse 11 he says, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ was in them did signify when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. And so they were searching for the time. Now, that's not only searching to try to find some sign or evidence of the coming of the Messiah of Israel, the King of Israel that had been promised to them, and of course in many of the writings of the Old Testament, the Savior. The book of Psalms in Psalm 22 speaks of the Savior coming, and chapter 23 speaks of the great Shepherd over the sheep, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And Psalm 24 talks about the sacrifice of the sheep and so forth. And so they knew that Jesus was coming. Now, many of them had in their minds and had been taught that he was coming to set up his kingdom. But they kept searching what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify. Now, that says that the Spirit of the Lord was preaching or teaching through them and telling them exactly what to write down. That means that we need to pay attention to the Word of God. And if they needed to search it after they had written it, then surely you and I need to search it as it has been given to us in God's precious Word.